Now an endangered species of bird may have a chance at making a comeback this year because of lower lake levels. The piping plover is a small bird that likes to hang out by lake shores. Rising lake levels in recent years have destroyed habitat for the birds, but this year they may catch a break. Eric Andrews is an ornithology specialist for the Bad River Band of the Lake Superior Chippewa Tribe's Natural Resources Department. Eric, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first, Eric, can you describe the piping plover? What do they look like, and where can we find them?
The piping plover is a shorebird. It's only about 6 inches in length. It's light gray on top with white on the bottom with a collar of black and a small bridge of black between the eyes. You'll see them most often on undisturbed beaches walking along the tide line.
And we've had high lake levels in Wisconsin and the area, I understand, for some years. Can you talk about the problem that's been for the piping plovers?
Yes. So piping plovers really like beaches that are a nice wide space of sand between, you know, the tide and the dunes. They like it when it's an undeveloped area with very little disturbance and little human traffic. And so in recent years with higher lake levels, we've seen those beaches more or less underwater. And when these spots that are available can be threatened by storm water surges and other disturbance. So it's been much harder for them to nest successfully.
As I understand it, Eric, piping plovers are listed as threatened nationwide, endangered in the Great Lakes area. I imagine that's got to be more than just lake levels that's putting them at risk?
That's correct. The piping plover has been listed as endangered since the Endangered Species Act has been in effect. They suffered species decline early on in the 1900s when they were overhunted for use as part of fashion. And then later with shoreline development and more people visiting beaches, saw their nesting areas more and more disturbed, and their nesting habitat was shrunk and shrunk. With the entire nation, there's three separate breeding populations. There's the Great Plains population, there's the Northern Atlantic population, and then there's the Great Lakes population. The other two populations are listed as threatened, whereas the Great Lakes population is endangered. Starting in 1984, when the Endangered Species Act went into effect, we only had 17 breeding pairs in the entire Great Lakes region.
Wow, how are we doing now?
Well, we hit a record high of around 70 breeding pairs in around 2017. So we've definitely come up a good way since the 1980s. Still have a ways to go, but we've at least through our efforts of monitoring and protection have been able to bring those numbers up and help stabilize the population within the Great Lakes. But 70 is still not a very large number of breeding pairs, and it's still a very precarious position. Most of the breeding pairs in the Great Lakes are in Michigan at Sleeping Bear Dunes, but here in Wisconsin we have two breeding locations, one down in Green Bay on Cat Island, and then the other up here in the Shawamigan Bay and the Apostle Islands.
Well, here we are with lower lake levels now. What are the hopes for 2021 for those breeding pairs?
We're hoping to see as many chicks as possible. We currently have two breeding pairs on Long Island up here in the Shawamigan Bay. We have another two pairs on Outer Island. And hopefully we're going to see each season, each breeding pair can raise up to four chicks. And hopefully we're going to see as many as possible chicks reach the end of the season and fledge to migrate south for the winter.
Now, I imagine our restoration effort isn't just hope for local lower lake levels. What kind of habitat protections are out there now?
So we on any beach that we know there's visitors and we have access to, we like to station monitors out there to, one, we put together what we call exclosures. They are small cages that we put over the nest that the bird can pass into without issue, but keeps predators such as coyotes, raccoons, crows, merlins, great horned owls. It keeps them from getting to the nest and taking those eggs away. We also have monitors erect what we call psychological fencing. It is basically rope to denote that a certain area is protected as a nesting site so that visitors to the beach can know that this is a protected area and to stay as far away from the nest as possible, especially when walking dogs and traversing the beach, because half of our work is, you know, working with the birds, but the other half is, you know, working with visitors to these beaches and, you know, doing outreach and education so people can be as invested in the species survival as we are.
And so, yeah, people might hear about this fairly rare bird, want to go out and see it. It sounds like we should give it as much room as we can. Do I have that right?
That is correct. They are very sensitive to disturbance, and these nests, they are basically a small little bowl in the sand on the beach. There's no big, like, you know, sticks and thing that say, this is a nest. You can walk right over a nest without ever seeing it there. And especially because they like to lay their eggs in broad swaths of cobble and stone, and the eggs look just like stones. And so it's very easy for people to be in a nesting location without ever knowing it.
Eric, thanks a lot for sharing this with us today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
That's Eric Andrews, ornithology specialist for the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Tribe's Natural Resources Department, telling us about the threatened, actually in the Great Lakes area, endangered bird species, the piping plover.